Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Chance for some scattered thunderstorms. High of about 71. Cloudy in Kenosha at this hour, 57 degrees. 54 Burlington, 59 in Milwaukee. And cloudy with 59 degrees here in Racine. Some lengthy negotiations, but the state Senate has approved a financing plan to help build a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks in downtown. Andrew Beckett with the story.
The bill passed on a bipartisan vote of 21 to 10. Senator Lena Taylor says keeping the team in Wisconsin benefits more than just Milwaukee.
We are all in this together. The money may not be generated in your districts, but some of it ends up in the schools in each of your districts or in some way in the things that we do as the state.
The plan would give team owners $250 million in subsidies to cover half the cost of the arena. State Senator Steve Noss called the deal proof that NBA blackmail works. The package now heads to the Assembly, although it remains uncertain when that chamber will take up the proposal. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
On the Assembly side, Speaker Robin Voss, Majority Leader Jim Steinke, and Minority Leader Peter Barca put out a statement that says we will take a close look at the new version of the bill that the Senate approved to determine if any changes are needed. We would like to give our members and the public time to review the updated legislation and have a bipartisan discussion. We are optimistic that a vote on the measure will take place in the next few weeks. Racine Mayor John Dickert and Kenosha Area Business Alliance Executive Director Todd Battle going to be among the panel members next Tuesday when the Marquette University Law School holds a conference on the public attitudes towards collaboration in the Chicago megacity. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The conference will examine public attitudes toward economic, political, and social collaboration within the tri-state region from Wisconsin through Illinois into Indiana, an area that has been described as an emerging Chicago megacity. The conference will include the results of a special poll that surveyed more than 1,800 residents in 21 counties spanning the three states on a variety of issues, from transportation to tourism. The poll will be discussed by the panel that also includes Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and Karen Freeman Wilson, the mayor of Gary, Indiana, along with representatives of businesses and nonprofit organizations. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The website nerdwallet.com analyzed over 100 communities in Wisconsin with at least 5,000 in population for a study on the best locations to start a business. And around this area, the highest ranking was 20th by the Village of Mount Pleasant. It further shows the neighboring village of Sturtevant 45th, city of Oak Creek 68th, city of Burlington 75th, the village of Pleasant Prairie was 103rd, city of Racine 108th, the village of Caledonia 110th. Pabst Brewing Company making a production return in Milwaukee. Company's going to be part of a project at its former brewery site, including experimentation with out-of-production Pabst recipes and new products at a microbrewery. Construction of the Building 23 site, as it's called, to begin this fall, while the Pabst sign in that building, which has been dark for over a decade, has been lit again. Pabst left Milwaukee back in the 1990s. 95 years in business by today's standards is a pretty big deal, and that's why Kenosha-based Snap-on Incorporated did a celebration yesterday, a little luncheon party for its family of workers, retirees, and franchisees all together. A day of activities as well, including a classic car show, commemorative tool displays, auto racing personalities on hand, their crews, of course, using Snap-on tools. Celebration was at the company's world headquarters on 80th Street in Kenosha. A full-scale audit of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation could be in the works. Senator Rob Cole says a sweeping audit of the DOT could help find ways of maybe cutting costs. At least he says that's the hope.
Trying to find savings. We may not. You know, every audit that we do doesn't hit pay dirt, so to speak.
Also, Samantha Kirkman of Salem, the co-chair of the Joint Audit Committee, says the last full audit, that was nearly 20 years ago. Word this morning that former President George H.W. Bush is hospitalized, a fall at his home in Maine. A spokesman says that the 91-year-old former president broke a bone in his neck, but he's in stable condition. He's expected to fully recover, but will be forced to wear a neck brace for a while. Racine County Judge Eugene Gasserkevich this week dismissing child sexual assault charges against 41-year-old Christopher Forker of Waterford, but the door is still open for the district attorney's office to refile the allegations. Forker was arrested in the fall of 2012 for allegedly molesting a 10-year-old girl and taking pictures of her partially clothed in his home. The case was requested for dismissal at this point by the DA's office, the alleged victim, according to them, not mentally ready at this point to proceed with testimony. A man from Waukesha, who is a youth pastor at a Racine church, accused of having sexual relations with a teenage boy. 20-year-old Diego Rodriguez charged in Waukesha County with using a computer to facilitate a child sex crime plus 3 counts of sexual assault of a child 16 or older. He's pleaded not guilty to the charges, is next scheduled to be in court tomorrow. Rodriguez accused of having sexual encounters with a teenager who was arrested after communicating through a social media site with someone he thought was a 15-year-old boy. It was actually an undercover Waukesha police officer. In Green Bay, police have made an arrest in connection with the murder of Crystal Torres Smith. She was found dead in an SUV near the UW Green Bay campus last month. Reporter Jeff Flint says police connected to a drug deal gone bad.
26-year-old Percy Sims is named as the gunman who killed Torres Smith back on June 8th in the parking lot of the Lambeau Cottage. Police Lieutenant Chad Ramos says Sims was arrested 3 days later in Appleton on a probation hold. At that point, Sims had Torres Smith's cell phone and the gun believed to have been used. Detectives relied heavily on technology, along with talking to a Sims confidant.
And this person revealed to us that Percy himself told him that he had killed Torres Smith.
Sims is charged with 3 counts, including first-degree intentional homicide. In Green Bay, Jeff Flint.
A series of car thefts on the south side of Milwaukee involving the victims getting bumped from behind. Police say that when the victim gets out to inspect any damage and to confront the other driver, a second offender scurries into the open vehicle and drives off. At least 6 of these car thefts have occurred recently. Filing a claim with a municipality for damage to your vehicle because of a road defect like a pothole has little chance of being approved these days, thanks in part to the state legislature. A recent claim to the city of Racine from a woman alleging $1,400 in damage to her vehicle from potholes on back-to-back days last January was recommended for denial by Deputy City Attorney Scott Letney to the Finance Committee.
We looked to see if there were complaints, was there work in the area. There had been some water main or sewer main work in the area the summer before, and I have a whole list of dates around this time between December 1st and December 22nd in which our employees were out there filling potholes. You know, in the winter they do the best they can with cold patch and it pops up and they go back there the next day and do it again.
There were no specific documented complaints for the 2 locations in question, according to Letney, while state law also protects the city against these type of claims. Finance committee's recommended denial of the pothole damage claim going to the Common Council. And the Fund for Lake Michigan has announced a $75,000 grant to the city of Racine for the restoration of beachfront at Samuel Myers Park on the south side of Pershing Drive, including the creation of 5 acres of sand dunes and coastal wetlands. The Racine grant is one of 27 projects the Lake Michigan Fund is supporting this summer, with almost $2 million in total funding. WRJN.com is your source for our local news. Whenever you want it, go to our webpage, find the local news section, and you stay informed. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.